Welcome to The Making of You. I'm Alexandria, and I'm the founder of Your Transformation Hub and the Mastery Project. And as you know, this podcast is dedicated to the tools, insights, and alternative ways that we can create to have a beautifully fulfilling, purposeful, meaningful life and to make ourselves the architect of our own destiny. Okay, today it's episode 40, and we are looking at five whys to explore ancient power centers. Okay, now, first thing I'd like to say, number one, is that there's no right or wrong way to do this, but it all starts in your heart, and it all starts with the ability to listen to yourself. Now, there's two very powerful ways that we can connect with ancient power centers. Of course, number one is go there, all right? And ancient power centers help us with our own consciousness the minute we commit to what is potentially a bit of an initiation often, because these places are perhaps not in the dead center of big capitals or towns. They're often in out-of-the-way places. And it's an opportunity to go on that incredible exploration and a little mini initiation for ourselves, or a big initiation and a life-changing adventure. So yes, you can unleash your inner Indiana Jones and surrender to that wonderful magic that happens when we know we're in this doing it live, doing it real time collaboration with the universe and ourselves, and we're co-creating and we're moving ahead with something that requires, you know, a lot of inner dialogue rather than the linear or logical outside. So my first point is just to trust, just to want to embrace that degree of magic in your life, that degree of faith and initiation for yourself, is giving you a fantastic expansion in your consciousness. And many, as I've mentioned in a lot of other episodes, many of our greatest steps forward aren't about what we do outside. They're actually about what we choose, what we commit to, and what we are inspired, enthused to embrace from the inside out. So yes, power centers have, and they come in all shapes and sizes and remoteness, and they can be very challenging. But I think it is the whole journey, and that's the top thing that I'll say to people. Yes, they all can have an alignment and a function, but the top thing is that we're connecting with ourselves, our willingness to expand, our willingness to have faith, and to go outside the cube, you know, really make that effort to embrace our inner Indiana Jones. Okay, number two. Well, when we are aligning with ancient power centers, they've all got a specific resonance. They've all got a purpose. Some perhaps are known or are coming to the surface now in our world. Others perhaps have been lost to time. As we all know, there can be a lot of criticism about the linear interpretations of archaeology. It's all got very controversial of late. In a weird way, I think it's wonderful that everyone's asking questions. Will we always get definitive answers? Probably not. But also, I'm a big proponent and supporter of Graham Hancock, and I totally believe what he's saying, that we have had cycles of great learning and great wisdom on our planet, and a lot of these power centres are part of this. And that maybe when we think of ourselves in the past, we might not have been as primitive as has been potentially or linearly projected. And that we've got incredible amounts of cultural opportunity and conscious opportunity by connecting with what we feel is going to make that big difference. So like I said in number one, visiting ancient power centers is an initiation that starts from inside. And what we do for number two is we say, because we're bothering to listen to that messaging, those cosmic nudges and those synchronicities, then we are actually developing our own sentience, and we're listening to how we feel. Because, hey, you know, like I say in episode 29 about Avebury Henge, why choose Avebury Henge instead of Stonehenge, for example? All right. So it's about us recognizing our unique connectedness, recognizing our unique path in life, our individual asks, you know, what our soul, what our inner nature is asking us. And to ignite that magical adventure by trusting ourselves. And sometimes these particular power centers come rushing into our consciousness, or we hear of other people traveling, or we hear of other people asking questions about them. And they're headlining in our world, or in the reflections in our outside world, because the universe is saying, how do you feel about that? Do you want to try that on for size? That could help you. So, of course, we're not going to choose everything. Perhaps we don't necessarily have the time or the funding to go everywhere or anywhere at a whim. But it is for us to develop our sentience, and these power centers are very supportive in that development. Now, a lot of people will say, oh, I didn't feel anything there. But then they go somewhere else and go, wow, I feel like my head blew off. You know, they feel incredibly expanded. So just so I can flag it immediately, number two, there is no right ancient power center over another. There's not one more powerful or less powerful. It is about your sentience. So listening to your inner voice, listening to your gut, listening to the sensory nature of yourself, and also allowing that to unfold. So just because someone's going to Machu Picchu doesn't necessarily mean that's right for you, but you need to go in, check inside, ask yourself, is that prompt in my world actually supporting me in that particular spiritual initiation? And I think we've lost, whether rightly or wrongly, I'm personally not religious, but I am spiritual. And I think perhaps we've lost that element of initiation that people used to do, for example, with pilgrimage and with going on their devotional journeys. And essentially, they were visiting power sites. As we know, a lot of the religious centres were actually taken over from the pagan centres, for example. So just to say, number two, the power centers and the ancient connections are an incredible way to prove to yourself about your sentience and to inject that beautiful magical adventure into your life and to wake up on many different aspects. Particularly, I think, if you feel sort of a bit in the corner with life, you need to have a little bit of a, you know, shake up or get out of stagnation or get out of same old, same old. Okay, number three. Some people like to go to ancient power centers for very specific spiritual reasons. Some people would like to connect with their lineage, would like to connect with the ancient peoples with whom they're related. And some people will definitely wax lyrical in a sense of promote highly the power of certain power centers to help us reclaim aspects of ourself that were lost perhaps to past lives or to experiences in our collective sum total of experience. So they power centers obviously have a geometry, all right? They have an empowering matrix that we step into when we visit them. Some of that's natural, some of that maybe, you know, created by intelligent design. So I always say to people, yes, if you are there and you get flashes and imagery that are related to you being there previously, but, you know, you haven't been there before in your life, then definitely it's to connect in and to ask in your own inner reflections of being there. Why did you come here? Well, ask the question, what are you here for your highest good and the highest good of all to realize while you visit, while you are in this energy? Because all sacred sites have their own vortex, all right? And they have their intelligent design. And so, yes, you can combine with that vortex, with your own connection, and create some beautiful opportunities to heal. Now, you know me, when I talk about healing, I talk about rebalancing, all right? And I talk about, you know, getting a better balance with your masculine and feminine, your doing and your being, getting a better balance between what you think and how you administrate through your life and how you feel it and the emotional fulfillment and benefit that you get. So again, it's all down to number one, what do you choose in your heart center? What is on your radar? What pings and you go, yeah, I really want to go there. So reclaiming past life, building a new version of yourself, engaging in healing your alignment and your sense of fulfillment and balance. All of this can be achieved in varying degrees in your journey, and can be a very, as I said, beautiful and exciting experience with the ancient power sites. So, feeling that answers to your questions, reclaiming, and also consolidating your own consciousness. Okay, well, of course, I've mentioned in the previous numbers, this is number 4 now, that of course these vortices have their own connectedness. All right, so they've got their own specific intelligent design. Sometimes, you know, you might go, oh, well, there's not much left anymore, it's just a pile of rubble. I get that. But on top of that, you do have, of course, the very important connection with Mother Earth. So the fact that sometimes the material isn't all that, you know, it's not that intact, for some people it can be a disappointment. For other people, it's like they totally are trusting their immaterial connectedness and the messaging that they have to visit for their own healing and for their benefit. So Mother Earth is here to help this lifetime. She wants to help us with this consciousness shift that we're all undergoing. And so it is actually always brilliant to go to the power centers, not only for their intelligent design, but for the connection with Mother Earth in that specific location too. So any stone circle, any temples, any configurations of a spiritual nature are all going to be funneling energy. All right. So Mother Earth is saying, hi, come visit me here. I am empowering and I want to help you. But equally, I'm kind of power doubled because I am in this location where there is the energetic fingerprint or footprint of an intelligent consciousness. All right. So you may not know what that is. You don't need to. But if you are drawn there, if your intelligence, your inner sentience has brought you there, then hey, right place, right time. And definitely it's there to align. Now, Mother Earth is neutral. She's not interested in polarizing or in controlling or confront our energy fields or any of those things. Mother Earth just wants to help us. She wants to help us balance ourselves. She wants to help us let go of what doesn't serve. So just remember, Mother Earth is neutral. If you do get a huge sort of sense of empowerment, then it is very important to ground and to ask for balance before you leave the particular site that you're visiting. And to make sure you're kind of like boots on the ground and you are fully and completely present in your physical nature. Okay, last point today. Well, you can go to ancient power centers in two ways, all right? As I mentioned in number 1, you can go in the meditative state, you can go in your internal wanderings, all right? Or in a sense of what some people call remote viewing. But you can also go physically. Now, there's no right or wrong. If you want to go physically, fantastic, because you've got all of that very physicalized initiation to go. And if you want to go to meditation, fantastic too, all right? They are just different ways to connect with the energy, and both are potent and both are very healing and supportive. So number 5, what can you do when you connect? Well, you can rebalance, you can realign. And I think the ancient sites are very helpful to literally drink in, unpack one's life, digest one's life, and find an empowering rebalancing and rebalanced alignment. Now, that can mean that you are drawn to, you know, feel the beautiful qualities that you want more of in your life. You might go, I'm so stressed. I've decided I'd like to go to Machu Picchu in my meditation today. So you engage that journey and enjoy, and you find a real sense of peace or a place of energetic oasis, if you will, where you can re-energize the qualities, particularly if your life's been stressful or you've had a big shock or you just really want to feel rejuvenated, realigned, reborn in whatever way is perfect for you. So definitely connection with the ancient power centers. They are going to give you that opportunity to amplify the life that you truly want and to let go and recycle the life that has passed away as an opportunity, isn't on your radar anymore, and isn't of service. Okay, it's been my great pleasure today to talk about connecting with ancient power centers. I've had great privilege with my work with the Mastery Project to take clients to a lot of these sacred sites all over the world. And if you'd like more content, if you'd like to check out how to do that and the self-summit retreats that I offer on the Mastery Project, please don't hesitate to go to the website and talk to me. Fill in all of the details of what you would like to achieve on your personal retreat. Okay, thank you very much for joining me.